Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sell or Die podcast, the global premier personal development and sales podcast on the planet. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling and my newest book, The Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, author of Sales in a New York Minute. We are interviewing leaders in business, sales, and personal development to give you the strategies it takes to make more sales and make more money.
Strategies that you can take out into the street and turn into money 1 minute after you hear them.
In a manifesto moment?
Well, no, more like in a New York Minute.
Oh, thank you to all the diehards out there supporting us with listens and five-star reviews.
Be a star on Sell or Die. Leave your own review. Come on. Go to your computer right now. Go to iTunes right now and write down, type down, talk down exactly how you feel about this podcast and how it might affect others.
All right. I want you to enjoy today's show. Take notes and tell us what you think on our Sell or Die Hard official Facebook group.
All right, let's get to it. It's time to sell or die.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
It's alive. It's alive.
Oh, so,
hi, everybody.
Man.
This is Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling, the Sales Manifesto, and the latest edition of the Triumphant.
Oh no! It
series.
It was stacked so nicely.
Get shit done. That's
Adam
fine
took so long getting that into the perfect little bunch. Now it's messy looking.
Right, go buy it. And you're gonna fix it? Way to go, Jen! Thank you. Very beautiful.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute and also book stacking fixer sometimes.
So can you possibly, I know it's a little touchy today, but is there any way that you can give us a weather report?
Yeah, let's check the weather. Oh, wait, I don't have to check my iPhone app because I looked outside and it was raining and gloomy and gross outside.
Oh, it's a crummy day.
Yeah. But
outside.
Here's what I think about that. Check it out. I love the rain because you know what? That means no one else is out here. Can you see it's an empty street? There's no one outside. People are canceling their appointments, and you are not going to do that. You're going to make your appointment. You're going to have the best freaking time in the rain. Just sing with me. Dance. Have a little fun. Who cares that it's raining outside? Your customers don't care. I don't care. Go have a great day. Have a sales day. Make some sales.
So I wonder, when you guys are out there and you see a puddle, do you splash in it or do you avoid it? I wonder. That's my number one thing because with a 10-year-old daughter, they tend to splash.
They love splashing in it. And so this morning, literally that was filmed today this morning. Look here. I'm wearing the same boots. You can check them out, okay? And I just got so inspired by the, like, everyone's like, oh, it's so gross outside. I'm like, but it's not gross.
Yeah, like, who
inside
cares? Okay, so it's gross outside. And wherever you live, it may be sunny and 80 degrees if you're in Miami. It may be crappy in Chicago because it's like
probably like snowing already.
Yeah, whatever.
Tell us your weather. Let's check it out in the comments here.
Yeah. But here's the deal. It doesn't matter. It's sunny inside.
Yeah.
And if it's sunny inside, then you don't let what's outside affect who you are as a person or how you sell.
Yep.
And I think that's a very important part of this whole process. I think that you need to look at your inside weather, not your outside weather.
So I have a page in my book, Sales in a New York Minute. It's called Selling in the Rain. There's like raindrops and all that jazz.
And the full page quote on there says, "Hot, cold, rain, sleet, snow, you're the mailman or mailwoman of sales, and nothing can deter you from getting out there and helping customers buy from you."
I think unless you live in Charlotte where the mail service happens to be pure shit.
Sometimes they just don't come. Weather, like, what's up with that? Weather.
Neither rain, nor sleet, nor snow, or we don't feel like it.
But it's 53 where Jenny is, 72 and sunny in here. I love that. So, let us know what's going on in your weather, your world. And we're going to talk to you about three ways that no matter what the weather is outside, how to maintain that positive vibe inside.
And I think that you need to look at it from the perspective of who cares? It's rain. You don't melt in the rain. You put on a raincoat. It's a bit of a pain in the ass, but who cares? There's less people willing to do the work in the rain than there are willing to do the work in the rain. And that's your first piece of competitive advantage.
Ooh,
you're
I
willing
like
to work. Just being willing to work. Because other people go, I'll go tomorrow.
And it's often like the rain
doesn't I just got my hair done. Yeah.
It's really often that the rain doesn't stop people, but maybe the snow does. And that's when you're like, well, great. It's stopping everyone else. It's not going to stop me.
There are less people. There are less salespeople that will work on a rainy day, just like there's less people that work on Friday. Rain and Friday are the 2 days where you can make bacon.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is a piece of shit, lazy, slobby fool, more worried about getting something wet than they are about making money.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the people I love because I can kick their ass every day of the week.
All right. So here's my tip. Go extra. Like, you know you're going to have a certain number of rain days in the year, snow days in the year, whatever. Like, look at my rain boots, okay? They're bright yellow. Like, they could not stand out more. That rain jacket is like Tin Man color metal rain jacket. At least once a day when I'm wearing it, people comment. Even Nikita this morning, he goes, "Wow, you're all decked out for the rain." Yes, you know why? Because it makes me happy. I get excited that I get to wear my extra looking rain gear. And all of a sudden that changes my mood because when you look good, you feel good. And so I want you, and then you do good. And so I want you to be extra about it. What can you do that's totally over the top that you wouldn't get to do if it wasn't raining?
So if you are looking at anything NFL, you've seen Deion Sanders doing a commercial to try to find the next generation, the next 100. And they're doing a video series. Deion Sanders is a whole other issue. But his quote is one of the best of all time. When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you play good.
Ooh.
And when you play good, they pay good. And to me, that's an attitude that says, dude, just go play good. It doesn't matter what the weather is on the outside. You can't whine about things. You can't complain about things. You can't put yourself in a position where you feel down about it. So my first tip is look out the window and whatever it is, fuck it. And you just do it for yourself.
Yeah, but the whole part of look good is an internal feeling.
Yeah, look
and
how good
so
I look. I'm more aged.
You look amazing, honey.
Yeah.
So how do you make yourself feel good on the inside? That's what looking good is all about. Like, it's that confidence. It's setting you up for
a mind
success.
I'm ready to go.
Where do you get your haircut?
At home.
Oh, okay. John says, hi, Jeff.
Hi, John. Listen, guys. If you call people up and saying, call customers up and say, look, it's raining. I know you're having a tough day. I'd really like to come and cheer you up. Maybe I'll bring Starbucks. I'll bring donuts. I'll bring whatever you want. Let's sit down for 30 minutes and talk about anything other than the weather.
Yeah, because you don't want people to complain about it. Hey, Robert, what's up? That's another thing. Like, and maybe we can go into step number two, which is not talking about the weather. Let's
right.
talk about all the other amazing positive things so that people forget how crappy it is outside. Make them feel good inside.
It takes you a couple days to get over the fact that your football team lost.
Are you over it?
No, not quite.
Okay.
But I will tell you that the weather is something that everyone seems to moan about in common.
Weather and traffic.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Go make a sale. Go get something done.
And Ron Goodwin, hey. And Philberto, what's up?
Hey, Ron.
I have all your books, says John.
Oh, good.
Do you have the newest one, this one, the Get Shit Done book, John? That's what I want to know.
I'm not allowed to touch them.
No, they're stacked really nicely. They're merchandised.
I'm going to show you the cover. But I have to tell you, I drink happy coffee,
happy hormone coffee.
Gives me energy and makes me feel happy. Well, there you darn go. Once you DM one of us and teach us about happy hormone coffee, because we drink Death Wish, it is here strategically placed because it is the world's best coffee by far. It's mellow. It's wonderful. And one of us has water, but one of us has coffee.
I have coffee.
I'm going for the coffee.
Okay, I'll take your water.
Yeah. So it's a matter of,
I like this. Robert says, weather is like politics. It's going to happen no matter what we do.
Right. And you want to stay out of it, especially politics, because we're exceptionally polarized now as a nation. Some people have the right opinion, and other people know they have the right opinion.
Well, we won't go there. We'll stick with the weather.
Yeah, we'll try to be apolitical.
Which seems like a safer topic.
We'll try to be apolitical.
So Matt says, don't have time to watch because it's Monday and I'm getting shit done. Cool. I love it. Your book right now, I think last time I checked, was still number one bestseller on Amazon. So you guys make sure
Amazon gives you categories. So right now I'm best in business sales, but if people keep buying, we're going to be number one in several categories, and that's what we're looking at doing.
Yeah, so if you have the book, if you could write an honest review, that would really help Jeffrey out.
If
Jeffrey has ever helped you make a sale or something, and you feel like, wow, I really owe this guy, I wish I could give him something, that one thing that you could do for him would be, and I'm really good at laying on the Jewish guilt, let me tell you, but that one thing that you could do for him would be to write an Amazon review, because the algorithm doesn't just look at how many people are buying, it looks at how many people are writing reviews and engaged and wanting to go back. So
I don't understand how you can buy a book one day and then don't you have to wait like a day or so to write a review?
Yeah. But the book's been out for a week now. So
yeah,
if you bought it and you can be a verified reviewer, that would be amazing. Ken Walls! Awesome. What's up, Ken Walls?
So here's an idea for you.
Yeah.
It's raining outside. You don't really feel like doing anything. You go to our website or you go to the internet and you read the most inspirational quotes of all time.
Mm.
And then you pick the phone up and you begin to share them with other people. Say, hey, it's raining out, but I just read this. And I want you to go out and think about this all day long and call your, maybe email or post on social media your top 10 get over the rain quotes.
Yeah, I love that.
But do things that inspire other people, and I promise you, you'll automatically be inspired for yourself.
And
isn't that cool?
Yeah. It's like giving a gift. It makes you feel just as good, if not better, as the other person who receives it. If you write an article or make a podcast or some sort of video post, like a Facebook Live or something, that talks to people about how to overcome this kind of thing, then you're going to feel good about it. You're going to want to do it.
So John Girardi says, I bought a whole bunch of little Book of Yes Attitude
a few years ago. Nice, that's awesome.
Yeah, I can promise you, John, the Get Shit Done book is the most real book on the planet for why people procrastinate and how to get them to be more productive so that you could be more profitable. And that's the essence of this book. And it's fun. And it's funny. And it's easy to read. And there's lots of full-page quotes.
And I swear, as his wife, I'm not biased, but it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty good. So it's going to take on a life of its own pretty soon, but you can be one of the pioneers. You can be one of the first people. In 1977, I hate to date myself, but the Cars came out with their very first album.
Mm-hmm.
I bought every one in the book in the store and sent it to my friends and say, "Remember, I invented the Cars."
Oh my God!
12 albums went out to 12 friends and said, "This is an unbelievable rock group.
I love that. I love that. So what else you have going on, babe?
So we got a lot of stuff happening. We got our $1 million, seven-figure formula program.
Yeah.
And we can probably pin a link to the...
The free masterclass.
Yeah,
it's still available for another couple of days.
Think about this.
So if you want to watch that, you can.
Think about this. In the free masterclass, I'm going to talk to you about competitive advantage, which is huge. I'm going to talk to you about your belief system, which is even huger than your competitive advantage. And I'm going to talk to you about referrals. And there's a secret in referrals, and I'll let sort of the cat out of the bag at this moment. You have to be referable in order for the customer to perceive you're worth the risk to refer somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Your boss doesn't tell you that. All he says is go ask for it as soon as you make the sale, like an idiot. And you can't deal with that. My statement in the webinar is, if you're uncomfortable, it's not the right time.
Right.
You don't have enough of a relationship with that person to be able to feel comfortable enough to do it.
But I have to collect 5 referrals every time I go to visit a customer. Bullshit.
You know what? Build your customer base up. Ask for no referrals for the first month.
Mm-hmm.
And then call the customers back after a month and get your 5 referrals then.
Yeah.
By asking them for a cup of coffee, number one. And number two, by giving them referrals. Oh. Well, I don't know if I can do that or not. That requires a lot of work. Right. Right. And right now it's raining outside and you're not even making a fucking cold call.
Ooh.
So
getting angry with the F-bomb there.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I meant you're not making a fucking cold call. That's what I meant to say. But the challenge for you is it's weather, it's technique, it's strategies, and it all stems here.
But you can replace the weather with anything. Like
right.
In your city, it may be 70 degrees outside and sunny, but your issue may be traffic. Your issue may be a fight with your spouse this morning or an argument with your kids being whiny or whatever.
Yep.
Like, whatever it may be, replace the weather with whatever thing you're going through right now and use these tips and strategies to overcome it.
Easy. Now, so we're getting amazing interaction today, by the way.
Eddie says, I-O-O. I don't know what that is. And Tevin says, go Jeffrey Gittimer. And Steph, I don't know who Steph is. I've started to get shit done. It's pure gold. Who's Steph, honey?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Maybe his boss.
If you're referring to me, I'm Jen. just FYI. Okay.
So, John Girardi says all your books are great. Way to go, John. Can you page up a little bit? I want to see. There's a guy from Houston we haven't said hello to yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Keep going. Robert, weather's like politics. No, Christy, no.
We got everybody.
There he is, Tom Schott.
Tom, hey, Tom.
Yeah, we didn't give you a shot.
All right, sorry.
We haven't given
you
a shout out yet.
Tom.
Yeah. So there you go.
If you're still here.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about it, and I said, we haven't talked to that guy.
Mm.
So thousands of people are going to be watching this by tonight, but you are hearing it firsthand. You are hearing it live. And if someone's not listening till tonight, you already have time to make sales calls between now and the end of the day, especially if you're out west where it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. You're driving to work. You're going, I don't know, the traffic is heavy. let me give you the traffic report in California. The roads are full. And they're full all the time in both directions. Nothing I can do about
that. When I was there, I was actually pretty worried about the traffic.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe because of where I was staying and where I was going, it was fine.
Yeah. Well, it is fine every once in a while. You get lucky.
Issues are just excuses. Great support from wise words. It's all good, Tevin. I've been called worse.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But your job, listen, you guys are out there to make sales. You're out there to do your best for your customers. You have to have the attitude and the belief system before you start, or it's not going to be able to be transferable. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to sit down with someone and have that self-confidence, that savoir-faire.
Ooh, I love that.
No, that noblesse oblige, my favorite. And you have to be able to sit down with someone to where they go, I like this guy. I believe this guy. I have confidence in this guy. I trust this guy. I'm willing to move forward.
Or gal.
It has nothing to do with your slides. It has everything to do with who you are and your persona. What's your aura? What are you giving? I don't want to be woo about it.
You know,
what are you giving off?
everyone wants like more sales strategies. I would just make more sales. I would close more deals. I would get more referrals, more prospects if I got more sales strategies. I hear that all the time. And it just like really bums me out because this, what we're talking about right now,
is
so much more important than any sales strategy on the planet. No one's going to know if you use some weird freaking closing strategy
on
them.
I'm going to give you the secret of sales.
Yeah.
There is no secret. Work your ass off.
Yeah, but
that's the secret.
But
you, yeah.
Well, no, I lost my train of thought.
Oh,
sorry.
Jenny, I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I apologize, honey. I don't want to interrupt you.
I apologize
in front of the world.
It's all good. The point is that like so many people are. I don't know if it's any of you right there, but like so many of you are asking for more strategies. Like write another book with more strategies. You don't need another book on more strategies. You need a book on getting shit done. You need a book on mindset stuff. And if you feel like you don't need to invest in your mindset, then you really need to invest in your mindset.
Oh yeah, my attitude. I got a great attitude.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
I
your
got
attitude
it.
Blows.
I got it. But it's a combination of these things that are going to give you the ability to sit with someone and be comfortable enough to talk to them and actually transfer your message to them to where they feel enough confidence in you to buy from you.
Yeah.
That's the 100%. Whole deal. The customer has to say, I get it. I agree with it. I think I can do this. I can see myself owning this. I think I'll give it a try. Yeah, I'm willing to buy it.
Yeah.
And if you have that, then you've transferred your message. And if you don't have that, you have to look at who you are as a person, not what your marketing department says in your boring slides, which you could probably delete anyway.
Hell yeah. Amy Spinks, what's up? She says, love your auras. Yeah. Your vibe attracts your tribe.
Oh,
totally.
Very
true.
Well done.
All right, guys. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
Wait.
What?
We're done?
Oh, you want to keep going?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll sit back. What do you want to talk about, honey?
Let's talk about the weather. I think that everybody should devote the day to doing more in crappy weather than they do in regular weather. If the weather's great, go outside, have a cup of coffee at a local brasserie or what do they call them here? Like an outdoor cafe. And sit down and meet with a customer outside and talk a little bit. But on a crappy day, you have to invite them someplace or invite yourself over and bring them a feast. Bring your best customer $20 worth of food and sit down and eat it. And talk to them about business and life and weather and their family and whatever and make it happen.
Just have fun with it.
Right.
Like, did you see me in that video dancing in the rain? That was me this morning, literally dancing in the rain, splashing and jumping in puddles. I couldn't find enough puddles to jump in. Like, go freaking have fun with it.
Well, it wasn't raining hard enough, Jen.
I know. I wish it was.
Like a serious drizzle. But
I know.
I would invite everybody to go to YouTube and watch Gene Kelly's version of Singing in the Rain.
What, you didn't like my version?
No, it was perfect, Jen.
So Amy says, let's talk about Jen's boots. We did at the beginning, and one of my tips is just be extra. Like, when it's crappy outside, be extra inside. And part of that for me is, like, wearing awesome, you know, little yellow rain boots like that. By the way, that was a pretty impressive move I just did.
Yeah, more yoga-y than...
So like, I'm being extra. I'm doing what I'm telling you to do. So the next time it's raining or snowing or whatever, like, figure out a way to make yourself feel good about it and get excited about it.
It's easier to say than do. You may not get it on the first go-round. You may have to practice it a couple of times to be able to make it happen for you. But you need to wake up in the morning and look out the window going, it's raining. I love the rain. When you can start to do that, then you can really start to take advantage of it.
And then just like sing with me. It's selling in the rain.
Yeah.
I'm selling
in the rain.
Okay. Ken says, what happened to your Eagles last night? I was rooting for them.
Yeah, well, they decided not to win.
Thank you, Amy. They rock and make me smile, too. When are you live? Is it random or regular so I can put it? It looks like I missed the beginning. Okay, so we try to go live for Monday Motivations.
Yeah.
Mondays at 12 p.m. Eastern time. Sometimes it's like 12:05. But But we try to go live pretty much every Monday.
Yeah.
At this time.
I'll be going live every day this week.
And then we each do, if you follow our pages and you turn on notifications, you can find out when the other lives are as well, because you'll get notified when we're going live. And we're going to start making like announcement posts that let you know in advance when we're going live as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
So get notified.
Yeah.
And be inspired. A lot of people, as soon as we go on, or as soon as I go on, someone's always there right away.
Yeah, it's
because they get notified that I'm hanging out. But I'm going to do a Get Shit Done today that will, I'm doing it this afternoon sometime. And I'm going to focus on one element of the book, one little, I'm going to pick a quote and talk about that particular quote. And I'm going to do that every day this week.
I love it.
So
I love
you
it.
Might want to tune in for some private lessons on actual productivity. Not just a matter of getting shit done, but productivity. Not like, I don't have any shirts, I got to go to the cleaner. That's like a, that's not
something
really...
you outsource.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, I don't mean that in a rude way at all. But you need to find a dry cleaners that can pick up and deliver from you, because there's no reason for you to be wasting your time on that kind of task.
Jen just hit on a very important topic. Extremely profound. Make a list of the five things that you best, the five things that you do best, and don't do anything else. Give away everything else that you do. We're in
you know
the
what?
Process.
Why don't we talk about Zone of Genius for next week?
Okay, we will.
We're going to talk about how you can do that best, who you can contract with to help you. We'll give you all sorts of strategies around that. Would you guys like that? If you would like that, give me a one in the comments right now. I need to know if like that's something you'd be interested in hearing about, how we stay in our zone of genius.
Yeah, and that's assuming that you have a zone of genius.
Everyone has a zone of genius, but do you know what your zone of genius is?
Let's identify that.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I will be giving away an autographed book every single day to somebody, and we will announce who
Ken,
it is.
Ken, what's up? Ken wants us to talk about Zone of Genius. We're
okay,
buddies
cool.
now, Ken. Thank
yeah.
you.
But I think the most important part is you may not be taking advantage of it. You may think, you know, I'm damn good at da, 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 but you may not be that good at it.
Ken, Eddie, Tevin, everyone wants Zone of Genius next week. John, amazing. All right, so next week we're going to be talking about that. If you're watching the replay, give us a one so we know that so that you're interested in it, and we'll make sure to tag you in next week's post. But definitely turn your notifications on. Hey, Rachel, what's up?
So I think we should do this. I think we should start out with a little video clip of Albert Einstein. Because
well, don't give it away. You guys have to tune in next week to see what we're going to bring you. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. And I'm reminding you, get out in the rain, sing and dance, splash in a puddle, and make a sail, even if your ass falls off.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.